again down there.
Before we get started, are we going to need to go into executive session?
Do we post for executive?
I think all I wanted to discuss today was just the applicants, so that you guys got them and all that stuff, and then we, if we're an executive, we could go in later at another time. But today, I just wanted to clarify that before we got started.
Yeah, we don't have executive posted at 8:30.
Okay.
We have it for Bob's session, which is personnel.
Okay.
That's at 10.
Call our meeting to order. We've got IDA and all members present, as well as Tim Connell, our chairman of IDA. And who would like to start us? Tim, you got us some.
Yes, I'd like to start off by saying thanks to the commission for your time again today. I do have a memo in front of me that I was sent that I sent over to all three of you, as well as copied Nikki and Jillian on last Wednesday to reference the meeting for today. The meeting today, I wanted to first of all clarify for the commission that we forwarded last Wednesday or Tuesday over to Nikki, who had been doing a great job of coordinating everything on the applications, but I appreciate the commission's patience also in extending the 30-day period for us to continue the search. I think it was a lot more fruitful. So from that, the IDA met. We had roughly, I'd say about 25 applications total. The IDA board as a whole went through that, met an executive, went through it. Reviewed the top five, which was what we agreed upon before that we would do for the commission, and bring you back those applications. So therefore, you do now have in your possession five applications that we are referencing, as well as I gave you the benefit of seeing all of the applications that were submitted. It was also my understanding that once the Office of Economic Development also placed an executive director, you guys were looking to go back for Jones replacement at that time, or like an assistant type position, if you will. And so I did want to keep all those other applications because there was some talent in there, it appeared locally, that we might want to call upon in an assistant position for the commission, or if they just didn't fit the other qualifications, maybe what we were looking for as an executive director. The five that we called it down for you guys, just for reference, the main thing we were looking for was experience. And in all five of the candidates, you do have experience. What's interesting is the closest, if you want to call it, local talent we got was St. Joe. Rest of them are Nebraska, Michigan, and away from the area like that. But all of them had extensive, background in the economic development. Some even work for the state economic developments on the ones that they're coming to us from. So I think that we do have definitely some good good applications. There are better applications that we were looking at from before. In that, I was just unclear how the commission wanted us to either participate or not participate in the furthering of the interviews, because these people are going to be coming in from out of town. So therefore, I didn't know if you wanted like a committee from us to be involved with you on it, or how the commission or any of the commissioners were thinking they wanted this to flow from here on out.
Comments?
Mr. Chairman, I think what we've done in the past is interviewed our top candidates, if it's three or five as a group, as well as one person from that department to help. I'm referencing back when we were hiring for just our administrative assistant, we had Nikki and Bob plus us three, and I was thinking the same format, which would be we just coordinate five interviews, and have maybe even Tim sit in with us.
That's fine. If you want, Nikki's done a good job of coordinating things so far. If you like, she has copies of all this.
Right.
She's been the center person for coordinating this back through. I'm happy to, make sure that I'm available on a calendar to see if we can get those interviews arranged and move on.
One thought I'm having is, you said the closest is St. Joe, mm-hmm. and I hate to ask folks to drive a long way and not have any profit out of it, so to speak. Would there be such a thing as us calling maybe and one-on-one and visiting to maybe narrow it down?
I think what needs to happen is also there needs to be reference checks.
References.
You know, made on the people as well, which I believe Nikki could facilitate that as well on follow-up. But as far as, I think if you're going to, you know, let's go back to something here. When the deal was put out, you're talking about hiring somebody that you're looking at paying.
If you want to speak. If you don't need to want to speak, you don't need to sign in.
Okay, thank you.
You're looking at paying $45,000 to $70,000 for this individual. I have a feeling you're going to want to interview them in person somewhere along the line.
Right.
Now, as far as a phone follow-up to say you're a final candidate, and would it be, you know, would you be available for an on-site? And then also, would you be available to just have a phone interview? You know, but I think that you're going to want, my gut reaction, and, you know, I'm just, my opinion to the commission, I would think somewhere down the line you're going to want to interview them in person as well. But if you wanted to do a phone interview in the beginning, I don't see why not.
Is there, that's the way we've done before in some different positions. We've individually taken and called and talked and visited with the people to kind of get a before the interview. I know the different boards we've done that with, maybe nothing to this extent as far as the position, because of Road and Bridge, I think they came in when we did their interviews. They all came in as 1, 2, 3, and I don't know that there was any phone calls made before that, but all the others that I can remember that we've done, we've actually taken some time, and not every commissioner has you know, followed through, but we have called and okay. done our own personal little question about what they're.
As I'm thinking about my comments and why I brought that up, one thing that's back in the back of my mind that just came to me is one of those that you're speaking of, Danny. When we interviewed folks, we had a fellow that wanted to be paid just travel expenses.
Yeah.
And I feel like if we're going to do that, we need to let them know. If we're not, which we haven't ever done that, I don't believe, no. We need to be sure that they understand.
Right.
They're taking a risk with their travel expenses. Right. We're serious about hiring somebody.
Well,
but I don't want somebody to be in, I don't want to be in the spot, and I don't want somebody like that gentleman to be in the spot thinking that he's going to get paid for coming to talk to us.
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the bigger things that's in my mind, really.
Right. Tim, did you guys, I mean, can you give me an indication of how you narrowed down from your 25 down to your 5?
Basically, Jim, what we were looking for is a resume that, you know, read right, also had experience, you know, in economic development, grant development, working for a state Department of Economic Development, or even a city or county Department of Economic Development. Anything, you know, that had something there, they were on the outer edge, and from there we dialed it in even a little bit more by reviewing, because there were some of them that had, for lack of a better term, when you get into a resume, as anyone knows, you also get into some fluff, if you will, of what they really were doing. And so we dialed that in as much as we could from there and narrowed it down to the 5.
Okay.
That being said, you know, Chuck, we can do it any way any one of you guys wants to do this. I'm just here for the ride, you know, along with you guys, because it is your employee, ultimately, that you're looking at here. The furthest person traveling would be Connecticut. There is one from Hamden, Connecticut in here. You know, but basically this person has 25 years plus in this type of business. So writing grants and that kind of stuff. So they were definitely in the final candidates. Otherwise, then they come back to Nebraska, you know, states in the Midwest, if you will, Michigan being the furthest away. But I think what we might want to do then, Chuck, just as a suggestion, since you've brought it up, I could have Nikki go ahead and start doing the reference checks on the individuals. And then also, if you like, if any of you would like to give me some questions for her to ask them while she has them on the phone, but I can review them with her and I can ask her to ask them if they'd be interested in traveling for an interview on site. And then from there, we move on. I don't know.
For my, one of the questions I have is that we are expecting to do eventually a face-to-face interview with
right.
whoever we do.
But Jim, we could eliminate that down to a conference call to each individual until we got to. As a matter of fact, we could do that as a commission instead of doing it individually. That way, it would save their time and ours.
Right. That's good.
And then we turn around and let a committee of the IDA, if you say so, he calls it fluff, but the resumes are always full of things that are really unnecessary stuff for our need. Resume of what somebody's done in,
sure,
especially in this field. And so, if I would like to have maybe a committee from the IDA sit in on this, to where when we have questions that they. Maybe, I mean, you got Tim, maybe one or two others.
I think that's how they got down to five, so.
Yeah, we had the whole committee come down to the five. But then from here, what I'd like to do, Danny, is, again, since it's a salaried person of the commission and of the county versus the IDA, just a group of volunteers is what we are, I want to make sure that the commission is involved. And I think you are starting down the right way of it. Let me get Nikki to coordinate this for you guys on reference checks and then also phone and in-person interview setup times. If they're willing to come on site, let's get them on site. If they're not, you know, and they want to do a phone interview, then we can follow up with that. But they can also get us a couple, three reference letters as well.
Okay, here's where, what I'm thinking. You have spent lots of time on this issue, and you have lots of questions that you have put. Your board has lots of questions. Those questions can be, some of those same questions will be asked as the commission might not dig into that area that you might have already discussed and have a better question than we would have for them to make a decision. That's the reason I would like to have them present. Are you guys following me on this?
I know what you're saying.
Because it's a very important position for the dollars into the Taney County.
Right. Are you? Did I catch you? You were talking more on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought you were saying.
Yeah.
So
we're sitting here in the room with two or three of their committees.
Okay, that's fine. I'm sure Tim can get a couple of guys.
Yeah, and they may ask a question that we want.
Or ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, a couple bodies here. Yeah, we can get a couple bodies here for it, and we'll probably try and set it out for about a week and a half or something from now. Do you want all three of the commissioners here?
Yeah. Nikki can coordinate that.
Okay.
And she's real good at access to the calendar.
All right, I'll get with Nikki, and it'll either be after this meeting. I'm on to another meeting after this, but if not, I'll at least talk to her tomorrow.
You send her an email. She's real good about emails,
yeah,
too.
So. Yeah, okay. That's fine.
That's
okay, moving on then to the next item that I wanted to bring to the commission's attention is the fact that we have an award that was done for us by, I believe, the Department of Economic Development earlier this year on a $330,000 bonding issue. Mm-hmm. That bonding is available on certain things. I don't have the list for the commissioners here, but I believe some of you may have been aware of this already. We have been out in the community trying to find other places or items that would fit with it, and we're not getting a lot of movement on anything coming to the surface real quickly. Our concern is the fact that if we do not utilize this bonding award, what happens is the state basically will use that as a check against you, if you will, because of the fact that this money was applied for, and then we've received an award on this, but we're not using it. And our concern would be there's other counties of smaller size than us that are getting larger awards than the $330,000. There's like multi-million dollar awards in smaller counties, but it's because they've been utilizing this program through the years. Now, that being said, one of the things that came out of our IDA meeting was a suggestion that the commission look towards utilizing the bonding money for furthering of the park systems in the county. There is already a base for the eastern side of the county, if you will, is where they're primarily at. But we would like to see them furthered, possibly. And if there was any way of the commission looking towards entering into this agreement, it needs to be decided. Carson Eliff, our legal counsel, had come back to us, and first we were thinking it was a July 1st. Now they're coming back for a June 1st response date by. He can facilitate all the paperwork. We don't have to have the whole project laid out or anything done. We just have to say, yes, we're going to do it. Sometime within this year, we're going to start on the project. So we are throwing it back to the commission, if you will, that maybe this would be a way for the county to win on the parks side of things to further what is available for our communities out there. I've even asked Ron Houseman to get with Danny and also with Jack, who is head of the parks group, to say, you know, do you think this is something that could be used? You know, where could we use it best? And try and get that communication started going, because if we are going to have a June 1st date, we're going to have to move pretty quick to at least have a writ from the legal counsel that we are in acceptance of this and want to move forward.
We have a parks board meeting the Thursday night.
This Thursday night.
And in the discussion that was brought forward through this bonding process, we have the opportunity. We thought we could use it for land purchase, but that's not the way that it's set up. As we read into it further, it's for buildings or playground equipment or any accessories to a parks program, and to further Taney County's effort to increase the parks program to benefit the citizens, the monies I think should not be set aside or wasted. Like you said, it's a check mark against us if we decide to go ahead and do something. You know, where there might be, if they move the parks area, we might want to apply for bleachers or an overhead cover for areas for citizens to sit, or a you know, concession area and restrooms and things like that for whatever place that we were going to put this. So it'd be a good discussion for the park board meeting Thursday night, and then we'd have to make a decision Friday, right? Mm-hmm. For it to get in time, or can it be faxed and all this, Tim?
I'm going to talk to Carson yet today about it and get this narrowed down for sure, or have Ron do it, because of the fact that this had just come to us last week and I've not heard anything further from them.
And I thought we had the extra month to deal with, and that's the reason I would have asked for a special park board meeting earlier. I mean, and had them called in before now, but then we find out, what was it, last week or so, that it had to be the 1st of June instead of July. So I would like to have had a little more time to have worked on projects, but all these things that have come to us in either grant form or bonding form or whatever have been time restrictive, and so I'm ready to try to put some things together. It'll be some hard work, rush work, but I'd like to see it done.
According to Carson, all we have to do is tell them. We don't have to give them a plan. We don't have to say this is our engineering or site prep work like we're used to having to do. We just have to say, yes, we want the allocation. So, and again, what you're looking at then is, you know, 20-year basically financing, usually locked down interest, 1.5 over prime is what I've been seeing.
Have we contacted the city of Branson? I mean, they're doing some park expansions too. I mean,
we have not.
Okay. I know that they're looking at expanding the Rexplex, and they're. I know this bond can't be used for land purchase, but it can be for expansion of facilities such as bleachers and buildings and all that.
Well, yeah, and what they're suggesting, though, was they were talking more about buying land first on the 11 acres there adjacent to it. I was with you at that meeting.
But they may be willing to buy the bleachers now and the facilities now. And
right.
I actually have to talk to the mayor and them later today, so I can even reach out over that as well.
Is it Cindy?
Cindy Shook.
Yeah. She would also, I think she was involved.
Okay, I can call her, too.
Well, now, Tim, if and I don't know where the other two commissioners stand, but I'm just going to make a statement. If this is just a yes or no on whether we want to do this, I mean, I've already made up my mind. I would entertain make a motion that we forward that we're interested in. I mean, yes, we are going to use this monies to facilitate helping our parks program in the structures inside the different parks in the county, whether it be in the Branson-Hollister.
You are making a motion?
I'm making it.
I don't know what, okay, before I can second it, what is the paperwork? How big a commitment is that to the county? Are we saying we're going to borrow money then?
Yeah, that's what you're basically saying.
Well, I don't know. Dan, I can't do that yet. I mean, I'd rather table this and at least talk to the parks people, because my concern is if the parks people aren't ready to borrow money or spend money,
I've got a lot of questions myself before we go forward.
You guys aren't hurting my feelings either way here. So, I mean,
I know, Danny,
it's good to see the support
by Danny
already.
From. We don't want to mark against her name. And so I know that. That's where I think where his thought is. We just don't want that.
And you need to have something a little more organized in front of you to make that final call.
But you'll go to Branson. And we're having the park board meeting Thursday night.
Sure. Where is the park board meeting on Thursday?
Right here.
At this room?
Mm-hmm.
What time?
Seven.
Isn't it seven?
I'll suggest maybe if Cindy Shook's available, if she wanted to come over and interact too, that might not be a bad thing for
whoever,
the communication.
And from Hollister, whoever's...
Sure. I'll see who I can reach out to, and then we'll Google from there. But I understand and I appreciate Danny's comments about wanting to do something proactive here.
Yeah.
Final thing I have for you, and I'll be done, is the. I just wanted to make the commission aware that we have decided to try and look at having another forum for the area here, or summit, I think is what they had called it last time, for information to be passed out to the community. I've reached out to Jeff Seifert last week with the Ozarks Economic Regional Group and trying to put something similar on to what we saw in Springfield. With them just most recently in April, but doing it just for Taney County and getting it a little more specifically fit for Taney County and the benefits of what the USDA and DNR and other programs and what's available out there for community support, whether it be on the business side of things or also in our municipals as well. So, or not-for-profits too that qualify for it. So we are trying to move forward with that. I think that there's a lot of good synergy coming out and some things also that we're starting to see there real quickly. One of the things that's been discussed in the community for some time has been an indoor Olympic-sized pool. What has happened from there now, you know, just to tell you the change we're seeing there, I was approached about that in a meeting with the Y. The Y, then I went back to them and said, have you guys thought about USDA money? Our disabilities board in the county also was already looking into this as well because they see a need for it. And we've now uncovered that there's actually 40-year financing through USDA on those types of deals. And so now I've gone back to the Y. The Y's reached out. They're now talking to OTC. As well as Branson and Hollister have shown interest as far as school districts. Mm-hmm. I was not aware of this, but there's over 50 families already driving to Springfield or Ozark, sometimes daily, sometimes mm-hmm. weekly, for intramural meets on swimming. And so there is a need in the community being shown besides the disabled and the why having one. So there is a movement of trying to move that together. That's probably about $1.8 million project for that. That doesn't even count then the maintenance on down the line, but is another thing within the community besides business and industrial development that we're trying to see come fold.
Now, Tim, and I understood as you spoke a while ago that the percentage on this is like 1 or 1.5% on this $330,000 bond.
It depends on them. From what I've seen, they'll go as low as that. I've seen some that lock down in these deals, usually 1.5 over prime, but then they're a lockdown for 20 or 30 years. It just depends on the type of notes you're getting. But we can clarify that for you guys. I want that clarified as well, so you guys are aware of what you're looking at.
Before the Thursday meeting,
okay.
When we have the discussion with the fire board.
Okay.
Could we do it? All I see at 1 o'clock today is the construction meeting on the sewer project.
Road and Bridge.
We have Road and Bridge?
One
okay.
to two.
Uh-huh. I didn't see that. Okay.
That's Executive 2 to talk about the replacement of these for
Yeah, I see it now.
That was all I had.
Okay. I was just wondering about us tabling the bond issue to later today, since there is a time thing, whether we could, not necessarily for you, Tim, but...
Yeah, and I could have Ron go ahead and coordinate back with the commission as well on more information to keep bringing to you, because he's working on this as well.
Yeah,
we've always got some time on Wednesday too at 10:45, 11-ish.
Okay,
that's still. We got a couple spots in it. Why don't we go ahead, if you don't mind? Let's go ahead and table. Well, we don't have it posted as bond issue. We'll have to post something for bond issue.
If it's Wednesday, we can post that.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, gentlemen.
Tim, thanks as
Thank
always.
You. Thank
All
you.
Right. We'll recess for a couple of minutes. If anyone's wanting to speak to the commission under public comment, we've got a sign-up sheet out there just outside the door if you'd sign up, please. If it's on the senior tax or the
audits?
State audit, you don't have to sign up. Don't need to sign up. Everybody will have the opportunity at that time. So, but if you have something other than the senior tax or the state audit, and you'd like to speak to us, please sign up. Thank you.